let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace this afternoon. Lord, we thank you very much, Lord, for the way that Almighty God, as a Father to us, dealt with us as individual in the service this morning. Since we entered the year, we thank you for this Holy Spirit session. We thank you for your grace and for your servant. We thank you very much, Lord, for the morning service and the preaching of your word. Thank you for bringing to our remembrance of those things that you have taught us in your word. May you help us, our Father and our God. May we never be the forgetful hearers of your word. May we be doers of the same. May we not come to the altar and forget about it all. Like Reuben said, O Lord, we should never sleep with it, O Lord, or eat with it, O Lord. Just help us, O Father, that this thing will slip into our heart, that it will bring forth its fruit of righteousness in the life of every individual. Have your way, O Lord, for a broken and a contrite heart, thou, Almighty God, will not despise. You look into the heart of man. You are the only righteous God. Help us, our Father. May this work come to prepare and make us ready. May you not stand against any of us on that day. Thank you for the testimony of your people. Thank you for your blessings upon your people in the worship service. Thank you for the service leader. Thank you for the congregation, the deacons, the trustees, the usher, everyone, Lord, the instrument users. All together, Lord, computer operators, engine operators, and brother and the online system. We pray, O Lord, that God, for more grace and more strength from above. Bless this service, this 1 hour we have before you, Lord. Speak to our heart, O Lord. Take me as a man out of the way. Glorify your name. He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. May your word draw souls to your kingdom, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Send me refreshing from above. In Jesus' wonderful holy name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church again this afternoon. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sharply saw in the Bible to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 2. Read, what's that? He wants to read a portion there. So let us listen attentively. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." Amen. The Lord bless his word to our heart. Shall we be seated? When we were in the room there this morning, after the service, as usual, the sister just walked in. And I had the pastor asking her whether she really enjoyed the service. She said, "Yes, sir." She even shouted, "Amen." When the preaching was going on, I said, "Yes, there's no condemnation to whosoever is in Christ Jesus." May God help us. The word has gone forth. May the Holy Ghost take care of the rest in our heart. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just within the short time before us, let's see how far we can reach in this house on which we started on Wednesday, a second-handed rule. 1956, November 25. Praise the Lord. Permit me, because it might not be everybody that will not hear on Wednesday, because the church is full on Sundays like this. And then maybe not everybody will even listen to the something on tape. The prophet started this sermon by telling us that Genesis is the beginning. We want to say practically all that we see happen on earth today, it all started in Genesis. Right? When cultism is not from today. Cultism started in Genesis. Our prophet says. Ism does not start today. It started right from Genesis. The true church started in Genesis. After Cain, the seed of the serpent, which is from the devil, killed his junior brother, Abel. And the Bible said, Eve knew his wife, Adam knew his wife again, and she brought forth, is it Enos now? After that, Seth. After that, Enos also. Seth. After that, Enos. And men began to call upon the name of the Lord. So the Bible says, the true, real church, or the real, true church, capital C there, started in Genesis. And the false religion started in Genesis. Science also started in Genesis. Evil started in Genesis. Hatred started in Genesis. Love started in Genesis. Malice, enmity, strife, jealousy, envy started in Genesis. Because we can see the fruit of it today. Say, even the Antichrist system that we see in the land today is bringing us issue, because we are coming to the end of it all. It all started in Genesis. Praise the Lord. And the Bible made us to know that during the pilgrimage of Elijah, the Tishbite, in the time of Israel, Israel was a nation, the military side, they were okay, peaceful. He said, but when it comes to the spiritual aspect of it, it was impersonation. Just as we can see today. So impersonation does not start today, impersonation started in Genesis. Praise the Lord. Murder, killing, started in Genesis. When people does not value man's blood, he started with Cain, the seed of the serpent. May God help me. May God help me in this Christian church. Praise the Lord. So things coming now to a head. Have they said? Go to paragraph 21. 20. I want to repeat a few things here with me. Paragraph 20. Please, I don't want this color something. If you want to, give me the writing, please. All right. Okay, thank you. And now, during the pilgrimage of Elijah here on earth, which was God's prophet for the hour. Amen. 21 says, and God has never left himself on the earth without a witness. God has always, somewhere, someplace, that comes to you and me today. Let's follow. So bear with me if you think I'm repeating. Somewhere, someplace, had a person that he could put his hand on.
and will stand for a witness. Amen. So if he had done that, since Genesis, the beginning, surely somewhere, God has a man that he can lay his hand on now. Praise the Lord. For he has more than one man now. Amen. Which is you and me. May God help us. Then we spoke a little to students. We spoke a little to workers. Wherever we are in our community, may God help us, church. Let them be in the name of the Lord. Remember in the days of Elijah. You always say, they had impersonators there. And then, go ask somebody in mind. And that was Elisha. Amen. That was to take the position of Elijah. Let's finish this one. He asked one man. He has more than one man now. He has many men that he can lay his hand on because we are coming down to the harvest time. Amen. We spoke of Enoch, one man in his generation. He walked with God 500 years or so, and he pleased God. God help us. We have Enoch from the sermon that he's just been gone through. When the whole world was full of evil imagination of man continually, every day was evil, evil, evil. His imagination of his heart was evil. One man found grace in the sight of God, Noah. God said, "You are the only one I found righteous before me." Are we like that? I don't know if you don't answer me. You cannot answer me. It's not a time of begging. Because that's what the message says. That's what the Bible says. So after Enoch, after Noah, we had Abraham. Amen. A man that God called by grace. From among his, out of his father's house, and among his kindred, and from among his people. So go to Eli, he was going to show to Abraham obeyed God. Amen. Obedience is not today. Obedience started in Genesis. If I say disobedient here or not today, it has been in Genesis. So if you are disobedient to the word of God, then you are fulfilling the scripture. May God help you young ones. What are the same thing? We spoke about Bukudo. Cheating started in Genesis. Is that right? Oh yes, cheating started in Genesis. So it is not today that people are cheating. Lying started in Genesis. It's not today that people are lying. And no liar will enter heaven. We are not preaching the gospel, please. It's not a matter of shouting, amen. Don't follow me. No condemnation to the other. Papa said, if you have the Holy Ghost, if you say, amen, not politically. To everyone of God. So all this your quietness, I can't understand sometimes. We are not European people. We are Africans. By grace, we are Africans. Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. May God help us. So if you want to be quiet with me, be quiet at least. It doesn't move me. So cheating did not start today. Amen, amen. Hatred did not start today. Jealousy started in Genesis. Cain killed Abel his brother because of jealousy. The Bible says, why did he be not like Cain, the son of that, the seed of that wicked one? Who killed his brother Abel? The Bible says, brother, for what reason did he kill his brother? Because his own work was evil. And Bible says, evil started in Genesis. Why his brother's work was righteous? So Cain was a murderer. If a devil sees something from somewhere, Christ is not jealous. Because Holy Ghost is not jealous. God bless you. Hallelujah. Envy should not be found among Christians. That's in the word of God now. Amen. So he killed his brother. Now, people manufacture bombs today. They manufacture rockets. They manufacture AK-47. They manufacture machine guns. But the man is selling us in this amount today. Because science started in Genesis. Through the seed of Cain. Is that right? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. One of the sons of Cain, when he married two wives, one of his wives, born for him, she named his, his name Tubal-Cain. Tubal-Cain, what was that? He's the instructor of people that manufacture iron and brass. And here we see today. Isn't it true science? This thing has been made today. And so man is killing himself. But thank you, Lord. Amen. Listen to the prophet here. That which I don't know. Amen. The prophet said, all right, 22 please. Genesis was the planting of the seed. And these 6,000 years have been the maturing of the harvest. And all the seed has become a seed itself. It has went back to the blossom, and from the blossom to the fruit. And it is the gathering time now, harvest time. All the great things that started. The true church that started in Genesis have come down to the fruit time, the fruit of the Spirit. And the Antichrist that started in Genesis has come down to his fruit. And we are just in the closing time of the world's entire dispensation of the mortal being. It is the greatest time that anyone on any at any age ever lived is this time. It is a shaking time. Even Muslims know that Ukraine today. Oh yes. They know that the end has come. Muslims. It's a troubled time for sinners. Oh my. But it is a marvelous time for Christians. What a joy, what an assurance. Because we know that we are not backing up now. We are gathering the last little efforts together to go home and meet the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I say, people today, as you look around and see the great trouble and distress facing the nation. Is that what discussed with someone the other day, maybe a CEO, a government official. The man expressed certain things to the prophet. He said, we have been told by the government never to advise people to go down to the basement and hide. When they begin to throw this bomb, listen. Never to go into a basement. We are still at 23, please, 23. Are you there? Yes, thank you. Middle part of your place. Or never to go into business because this new bomb that they could radio drive from Moscow to 4th Street in Luzi. Can you imagine from one nation to another? And right and hit right on the street, shoot it up. It is explosive and takes so many thousands guided by the stars and radar. And drop it exactly on 4th Street in Luzhny from Moscow, Russia. And when it will hit there, don't have to use a plane nor nothing. Just put it up here and it will land there. You see what I am? Man is killing himself. And it will blow a hole in the ground of an area, the depth of 175 feet. For 15 square miles, either way, it goes 15 square miles. There ain't nothing to do but get ready to take a flight up here. It's the only thing to do when the time comes. Just think, they can shoot 50 of them or 100 of them at one time if they wanted to. It will all be over within the within the space, I believe, it is 80 seconds from there, from there to here, to the entire annihilation of the whole thing will take place. There will not be nothing left between Lucy and Henry, and between Lucy and Bastard, or down in there, but one hole in the ground with a bunch of dust laying in it. That is all will be left. Besides the area, it will go out and burn for miles and miles and miles beyond that. And while one is dropping there, another one is dropping over somewhere else to meet it. I'm so glad that we have a shelter. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous, only the righteous. Only the righteous. Because like we had last Sunday, when Jesus was to disciple, when he saw the sign. So when we see, thank God for the Bible. The name of the Lord, no other name, under this heaven, whereby we can be saved. Money is not our shelter. Houses is not our shelter. Our business is not our security. Our security is in Jesus Christ. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, nothing can pull it down. Only the righteous will run into it and are saved. Hallelujah. No matter how many bombs or how many anything else, we are saved there. So the world and the sinner not having this shelter or this safety place. Safety place like Jesus. It's a shaking time for them. I believe if I wasn't a Christian, I would go crazy to thinking of what might happen at any time. But thank God for that blessing assurance. Jesus is man. Oh, hallelujah. Our sheep, our buckler, our hiding place, our strong tower. But the man said, if God is your shield, he said, how can the devil hit you? We are safe and secure from all alarms. Brothers and sisters, let's rest our mind on the word of the living God. Because heaven and earth will pass away. Remember, we have a safety place in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm so glad that I can stand in my house and introduce to them a shelter that no bomb will ever touch. Or nothing else. Children, listen. Don't come to church and be a player. No, don't do it. Boys, don't do it. Girls, don't do it. Don't do it. Teenagers, don't do it. You don't do it. You see? If there is any time you need to give your life to Christ, don't postpone your salvation to tomorrow. Don't forget, children. As you reach the age of 20 years, you have to answer for God. I mean, you have to answer before God. Are you there? Oh, yes. Remember, it was dropped this morning. You are an individual in the hand of God. I am an individual in the hand of God. We don't come to church to play. We come to meet with our Maker. Days of play church is gone. Anything can happen at any time. January alone. Within, this is the 20th day now. Within how many days? Friday, the minister gone. Saturday, another gone. Last Wednesday, another gone. Those who are not here. Three people. Within 1 week, less than 1 week. Three have been talking about. We are not here, we are not creating fear in ourselves. We are speaking reality. I was telling them where they are, thank God. Say, all these things you are doing. Say, look, you have no excuse before God. Whether you are literate, whether you are literate, it doesn't matter to God. As far as you are ready, you live by this word of prophecy, you are okay. Don't live by it. Your blood is not on my hand. May God help us. Praise the Lord. Listen. There's no seeing eye watching everybody. Yes. Whatever you do, God is watching. If you are here because of your business, and you can still go to, maybe you call TV, it's not today now, it has been in Genesis. You want to have security? You want your business to blue zone? You want to find favor before God? Then you go and be looking for one another man. Oh no, Babala woman. Who? What? Babala woman will die. Prophets will die. Only Jesus will live eternally. I told them, said, look, not knowing when I was saying this somewhere, not knowing that somebody was taking his wife to Babala woman. That was a serious thing. May God help us, church. God help us. So when I was talking about Babam, I will be discouraged. If I don't know where the shelter, he said, that's what we are telling you. The Bible said we should tell you these things. He said, when we rise up, we should tell you. When we are walking on the road, tell your children. When you are sitting together, tell your children. We are telling you these things. It's not a joke. Salvation is real. All things and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are they that put their trust in. No, your education will take you to nowhere. Oh, yes. Take you to nowhere. Only Christ. Only Christ. And Christ said no. Even if your papa have money and send it out of the country, it doesn't mean anything. Look. Oh, God. You go to school. Well, let me say this. You go to school, you finish your education, you know what the message says, you know what the Bible says, you know Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, what it says about woman wearing a garment that pertains to man. When you finish now, you go and serve, and then you wear trousers. It is between you and God. I know that may be hard, but that is the truth. Let me tell you. Hey. Look at young sisters. See our young girls. See the way they dress to their church. See the way they church they dress. You, my third one. You take your money to the market, you buy the material, you took it to sewing mistress, and you said, show me your dress. It's between you and God. You can always stand before a man. That's why the prophet warned us. Even ministers are not in you. Self, you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus Christ. For what purpose do you dress like that? Your papa don't see you. Since you have been wearing that dress, coming to church or going to the public place, you will answer to God. You answer before God. I don't want any amen, but you answer before God. Oh, yes, you answer before God. So, immoral dressing, as not as there today, it has been in Genesis. And it continues like that. Look at the daughters of Moab now. You are looking at me. We are talking Bible. We are talking message. Praise the Lord. Look at the daughters of Moab. When they dress sexy, and then Balaam called the children of Israel to their feast. Because they were not dressing right like the daughters of Israel, they lost it after them. I dropped that for something. May God help us. Praise the Lord. So, what we say, I'm glad that I can stand in my house and introduce to them a shelter that no bone will ever touch or nothing else under the protecting wings of the Lord Jesus. Not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit, said the Lord. That is our protection. Hallelujah. So, 28 now, please. 28. And so we find the same thing today in the transformation of Christianity. People who try to act like Christians. Amen. I mean, Cain tried it. He failed. Because he didn't worship God by revelation. Amen. Worship God by revelation. It was revealed personally to him. That's why his sacrifice was more excellent than that of Cain. Anyone that see fat rams now, fat young, yes. Like they do equally to them every year. Go to different denominations every year. But we thank God has given us from these things. Because it's only each mercy unto us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What am I saying? People who try to act like Christians, who try to make themselves Christian, you can't do that. Did you hear the prophet? You are looking at this kid. You can't do that. God has to do that. You cannot make anything for yourself. No one can come to me except my Father, which sent me, draw him. He is the only one who can do it. Salvation is of the Lord from earth to glory. Oh, hallelujah. If you say you are okay, you are coming. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, there were impersonators in the time of Elijah. Listen to the prophet. So they formed a school and called it the school of the prophet. They called they all went up to the school of the prophet and they educated there. And I can imagine all those French preachers up there wearing the same kind of coat that Elijah wore. I can imagine trying to impersonate him on his voice, the way he spoke. The prophet said, people take one another's spirit. It's supposed not to be. Amen. Imitation causes confusion. And the way he presented himself, everyone trying to do the same thing because Elijah was a great man used of God. Like a man in the country today, an overseer. And the Lord said, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, and so on like that. And the people that you have, they copy that same voice. Imitation causes confusion. You cannot make yourself what you do not. You are talking message. Praise the Lord. What is it? It was placed when Billy Graham was in Lisbon. He said, everybody trying to, that's 30 now, paragraph 30 please. Everybody trying to impersonate the same thing, almost comb their hair the same way, and wear the same thing, the same kind of voice, and so forth. But you can't do that. You've just got to be who you are, and what God made you to be. That's right. So we find out that perhaps in the day the same thing took place. Now God seen for sin that Elijah day were numbered, that he has so long he could stay here on earth as everyone has. So he was trying to have a successor to Elijah. And when he did, God called this man. He wasn't in no seminary. When he called him, amen. He was plowing in a field with a yoke of oxen, doing the service or taking care of his mother and father. And God called him to be the successor of Elijah. Hallelujah. Perhaps many of at the school thought they were sure they were going to be his successor. It is God that calls. It is God that chooses. It is God that elects. By his own knowledge, praise the Lord. They were going to wear his robe as soon as he was finished with it. But God does the calling. God does the choosing. God does the electing. God does the setting in order. God has set in the church. It is the capital city church, you can see it there. Praise the Lord. Because denominations have their own ideas. But God set in his own church some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, and pastors. God does that himself. Amen. So no man can take this on unto himself. Saint Aaron, who's God, but the four. Praise the Lord. May God help us. Oh, goodness me. We cannot make one ear black or white. Neither can we add one thing to our stature by taking thought. God in his infinite grace and by selection and foreknowledge sets these things in order. And every will works just right. I like that. Amen. And God made us to know when Isaiah prophesied that, you know, a virgin shall conceive by the Spirit of the Lord. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and bring up your son. That shall call his name Emmanuel. Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Brother, we lost all that. Parents were making their daughters ready. Are you following me? Sir? I said the prophet says so. That parents, they were making their daughters ready to be the virgin that was going to bring forth that son. Are you with me? So we are not just talking from my head here. Hallelujah. I don't even know whether they are smiling in the eye, no, the face of the people. Amen. But God had Mary in mind 800 years later. Our God is wonderful. So you cannot make yourself what you are not. Amen. So this sons of the prophets, you know, their school, they were trying to think that maybe after Elijah was gone, they were going to take his robe. They were trying to imitate him and things like that. It didn't work. God had somebody else in mind. God called plowmen. God called farmers. God called fishermen. God called illiterates. Hallelujah. God does whatever he wants to do because he is God. He is infinite. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay. 37, please. 37. He knew the ending. He knew the end from the beginning. He knew he was going to. He knew who was going to choose. He knew Elijah would take Elijah's place before the work was ever formed. Everything has to work just exactly right. Amen. People even try to impersonate the prophet today. He can never work. It can never work. We know better. So that everywhere you are tomorrow, when you see something that is contrary to what the Holy Ghost has brought to us, and you know this thing, and the Holy Ghost inspires into your heart, then you are not moved. Because people love cheap things today in the land. Oh, yes. Everybody today wants to do the zambi. You cannot do it. You will be a failure. And you are a failure to begin with. Nobody can enter to that realm. He takes the major prophet called Elijah the Kentuckian. And he did it, and we can see today. So the children of God, the seed of Abraham today, we are not in darkness. Take note of that. Nobody can do that discernment. Because it is the ministry of Jesus Christ incarnated. Brother, be taught right. Sister, be taught right. Today, people just stand up in the assembly, begin to jump up and down, and jump from here to the door, and come back to the door. Oh, mercy. Before you know what is happening now, there's a girl here. It's from me water. It's an arrow. The bride of Christ will not believe that. We believe in gifts. We will never mock gifts. We will never mock gifts. Anything gifts, that's what we are praying here now. Look, God has a prayer. Before you know it, when God will begin to manifest the complete real word of knowledge, I mean prophetic office in our midst. Prophetic gift. You will know that it is God answering prayer. So you cannot imitate anything. You cannot impersonate anything. May we learn from that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are worried about our loved ones. And so forth. Will they ever come in? Their names, if they were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, before the foundation of the world, they will walk right in there. That is the only thing you can do. We give witness and shine the light. God does. The one that brings it to them is only God. Those who for you before the foundation of the world, whether Satan like it or not, let them go to put away, they will come back. Because all that the Father giveth me will come to me. And then I come to me, and we know what people let him have been a murderer. Let that sheep, let that be somebody that has even, kill a baby. Are you following me? If he's ordained unto another, he will come. God will bring him anyhow. It is God, it is the Lord doing. It is marvelous in our sight. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have to give witness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now notice 39 now. In Elijah, then after he threw his robe on him, God told Elijah, as we read there, when he knew that his time had come to go, he was a mighty prophet. He obeyed the word of the Lord. He never pulled punches with any man. He was a prophet of no nonsense. He had the spirit of the Almighty God in him. And then, like I said on Wednesday, God, you made us know that, look, that same spirit came upon Elisha. 800 years later, came upon John the Baptist, and he has promised the same thing at this end of time. In who? In the person of William Manuel Braham, which we can see. Though we are not there, in the time of his ministry here on earth, where we can read, we thank God for the stock of food. Because this is the time that the bride has need of eat. So wherever you come from, my brother, my sister, when you hear reality, after you leave this place and you go and do something else, you are on your own. May God help us. So God told him, he said, go and anoint Jehu, the son of Shimri, or whatever his name is, to take the place to be the king of Egypt. I mean, Israel. When you leave that place, go and anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, to be in your stead. Hallelujah. So it is God that chooses. It is God that picks. There's nothing anyone can do about it. Could you imagine in your own family, God brought you a single hand? It's amazing grace. It's amazing grace. Maybe 200 people came in. God says, we give witness of the light unto them. So God for him before the foundation of the world, it was Elijah just plowing. But the man says, God was training him. 10 good years of training was given, teaching him how to have patience. He must be patient on how to make sure that the plowing must be straightened. Glory be to God. Follow me a little bit. All right. Now, so Elijah went from verses 19 to 21 or so. Elijah was just plowing with 12 yokes of oxen. Elijah got there by the leadership of the Almighty God. He just removed his mantle, put it on the shoulder of Elisha. Amen. That was the anointing of the Almighty God. Remember, it was God's own choosing. The anointing of God fell upon him. He said, oh, please. Let me go and bury my father, my mother. What have I done to you? They have to come back now, kill the 20 yoke of oxen, use the plywood and things, whatever it is, and then burn them, make sacrifice, share the thing, and follow Elijah. Because why? The power of God has come upon him. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, usually, okay, Moses says, He came down and laid the heat across Elijah, 39 days, across Elijah, the farmer, to see if it will fit him. And it took about 10 years to get altar to feed that mantle. Amen. 10 good years of patience. Because he was for 3 months after that. Listen, you know, God usually put us in the shop and trims us up. May God give us a vision of what we are saying here. The thing we are hearing, cutting here, cutting here, cutting here, cutting there. What is happening? God is streaming you. God is streaming me so I can be able to feed this garment of righteousness. Amen. Now, he didn't alter his role to feed Elijah. He ordered Elijah to feed the role, and that is what he does today. God is training us. Cutting us here, cutting us there. Doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction to righteousness. What is God doing? God is treating, God is shaping you, God is shaping me. God is cutting and trimming us here and there. We should not be annoyed at the preacher. People do that today in their heart. May God have mercy upon us. Praise the Lord. Amen. He orders us to feed the road. Not the rope to fit us. Sometimes we want to make the rope to fit us, but we can't do that. You know the rope today? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. May God help us. God wants to shape in us, cutting us like a tailor. We take a cloth, cut this one off, cut this one off, cut this one off, cut this one off. That is what God is doing for you and me today in the spiritual realm. So that we can fit that garment of righteousness of God to us today. Hey, may God give us revelation. You go to the altar yourself for the role. It is God's role, and He made it perfect. God can come alter His role for you and me. You and I have to alter ourselves to fit the role. And he has to bring us into that realm to make the road to fit us. Amen. And so we can't be perfect ourselves. We know we can't. There is no way for us to be. And yet he said for us to be perfect. So what he did, he made a propitiation for us, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's where the perfection comes. Of ignoring our own holiness, of which we have none, and our own thoughts, which ought not to be. That's why the Bible keeps saying we should die to our own thinking. That's your own thinking. That's your own idea. And let the thought of Christ come into you. God cannot utter his word for anybody. God help us. But we rest solemnly upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus. God sent him to the earth, and it was him that we rest. Amen. Praise the Lord. All these years, as far as we know, he just had that one baptism of the rope going over him. But through the years, God had molded a man's character into a place where after his call, that he will fit into the rope and be the servant of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when Elijah passed by and threw it on him, and they started up towards Gilgal, and many of the other places, they went to the school of the prophets on their road, joining on. And finally, Elijah was trying to get Elisha to turn back. Did you notice him trying to get him to turn back? Otherwise, maybe the rope, listen, man, maybe the rope is a little too steep for you. Son, maybe it's a little too narrow for you to walk. Let me read something here for us. Please, can you give us a secondary rule? Second-handed rule, let me see. Let me do it. Second-handed rule. 58, October 5. Please, our time is going. 58, October 5. Second-handed rule. Give us paragraph 63. As soon as the rope fell on him, he followed the law. I want to read something. Now the Bible says here, when they left that place, they went to Gilgal. 58:10:05, please. Paragraph 63. Listen. Went to Gilgal, which is the place of Christian confession and baptism. Are you there? What I'm doing here is what he's going to see there. I don't want my time to be wasted. Are you following? When Robert said they went to Gilgal, which is the place of Christian confession and baptism, and he said, just stay here. Now, this is good enough. You've made confession and baptism. Listen to the prophet. This is good enough. I'm going up to Bethel, which means the house of God. Paragraph 64 says, now, that would have been all right for a many professor. Just for you to say, I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin. And I am baptized in water. Don't stay there. That is what the prophet is telling you and me. He said, that will have been good enough for somebody that just ordinary professor. You must move on to sanctification, to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Yes. Oh, I've come into the church and and get fellowship. Why not just stay there? Why not just stay here? Listen, paragraph 65 says, but Elisha could not think that. Why? He had already felt that power of God. 65. He had already felt that power of God. He knew there was more for him. So he said, as the Lord liveth, and as your soul liveth, as the Lord liveth, and as your soul liveth, I will not leave you. Oh, I like that. The brother made us know we are close. Giga means confession and baptism. Beke means the house of God. Elisha could not be satisfied. Elisha knew that there is something more greater ahead for him. So he couldn't say that, say, as the Lord liveth, and you, Elisha, my father, as your soul liveth, I'm not leaving you alone, we are going together. Elisha was trying to discourage him not to go further. But Brother Man said, could you imagine a man that has felt the power of God? Want to be satisfied like that? No. That is why we cry all the time the importance of the Holy Ghost baptism. Without the Holy Ghost baptism, you can never overcome temptation. Without the true genuine Holy Ghost baptism, when storms of life strike, may God help us. Could you imagine people that will come to church shout amen every Sunday, amen, amen, amen? When the little trial comes, they start going to church. It is too bad. God, no, like I was talking with Mama here when they went to bring me the other day. She was asking about some local assembly and some people. I said, I've not been there before, I don't know. The next statement was that God knows how to take care of his own. Brother and sister, in closing, God knows how to take care of his soul. Listen, if you disbelieve, I tell you, not anybody here will be like you. Because God has a genuine seed of Abraham. God has his story in there. Those people who will not, no matter what, if we deny him, he remains faithful. He will not deny himself. If we suffer for him, we are going to reign with him. That is the word of living God. Brothers and sisters, let nothing discourage us. Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness me. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Bear with me. Bear with me. Elijah said, Elijah told Elisha, you better turn back because 54, please, 54. I'm sorry. Because the way is, you know, maybe a little hard. But a man who has come, who has once faced it or been thrown across his shoulder, the robe of God's righteousness and power, it is not too easy to turn back. Did you get that statement? A man, a woman, old or young, a boy, a girl, teenager or youth that has met God face to face, it is hard for him or her to turn back. When I heard the pastor say this morning that many are becoming discouraged, what is that for what? We have seen much. No matter what you are passing through, your own trial will be different from my own. My own will be different from your own. Vice versa, vice versa. You are here. Even to you students. May God help us. The other time, though, when our sister wanted to go and do his something in Arabic the last year, we are praying. We are praying. We are praying. We are praying. Your family or trials are not bad. May God warn you back for her. When I saw the recent picture she took, the other students, you know, co-students, they were on trousers. She was on a miniskirt uniform. That's not God is expecting from you. You get. God cannot alter his word because of you. You boy, God cannot alter his word because of you. You go for good service, you are wearing short. You become a citizen, you have to answer before God. May God help us. We should not be discouraged. What we need, brother, is take courage. What we need is to be encouraged. That's right. Trials may come. We never was promised to be immune from death. But he will give grace to go through them. If the mountain is too high to go over, too deep to go under, too wide to go around it, he will give grace to go through it. That's right. Just don't worry. But keep your eyes on Christ. For he's the only one that can take us through. He knew that Emiloko will be here 2023. He knew it before the foundation of the world. So brothers and sisters, we should know better. There's nothing any of us can do. Emiloko, and they gave it to him. And today the people that gave it to him, they said, like 2023, we're going to turn our back against you. There is nothing God cannot do. God is the one that takes care of his own children. No matter how bad situations of this may be, let us not worry. Let us not complain. But God said, whatever happens, don't ask God why. Do you hear me? No matter what happens, never you query God. See our prophet. Say, why did it happen? It happened in this time when he said, all things work together for good to them that love me. And he just said, to them that are called according to his purpose. So, brothers and sisters, all things will work together for you. Because why? You are called of God. You did not call yourself. He's the one that called you. He's the one that called me. So, whatever happened, whether good or bad, believe it. All things will work together for good to let that love God. Who are the called according to his purpose? So his purpose, no demon, no devil, no demon. Let them go, like the pastor will always say, let them go for more cause. Let them go from, you know, 1 degree in the university, take master, get PhD, you know, become professor, become emeritus professor, and things like that. They cannot defeat the purpose of God for our life. A second-handed rule. May God bless you, my brother. May God bless my sister. Let us reassure ourselves There's only one shelter. There's only one safety place. That is in Christ Jesus. The name of Christ is from tower. The word of God can never fail. Heaven, earth will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. Your business will pass away. Your house will pass away. My house will pass away. Car will pass away. Every other thing will pass away. But my word will never pass away. Unfulfilled. Let us pray. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Brothers, Christians seek not yet repose. Yet the guardian angel said, that in the midst of foes, Elijah passed through things. God help you not spend our life. We see. We should not be discouraged, my brother, my sister. Maybe that goal, that one goes to somebody here this afternoon. Somebody here this afternoon. Why discouraged? Why? For what reason are you discouraged? My grace is sufficient for you. I will never leave you alone, nor forsake you. Ah, my, oh my. In sickness, in health, storms of life, I will never leave you alone, nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the world. It's a promise from our Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven and earth will pass away. It's part of God of God that can even pass away and fulfill you. A second hundred group. Just look on this evening, within this short 1 hour we have spent. Don't be the red light. Sister, don't be the red light of the sign of His soon coming. Oh, man. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. If He said He was going to be with us, He meant He's going to be with us. A little while, the world will see me no more. But I said, the world of sinners, unbelievers, unregenerated. Jesus said they will never see the way the prophet interpreted it. He's the one that had the authority. The unregenerate and what are you look for father? They will never see us, unbeliever. They will never see him again. But ye shall see me. My example, ye shall see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. For the fact that he would have told his disciples after his resurrection. When he was to live in Jericho in Matthew chapter 20, between 18 and 20 there. Go ye. I will be with you. Even to the end of the world. Let's think of these things. And one of my sisters, oh goodness, when the other sister passed away on Wednesday, oh goodness, I mean last Saturday, oh, the sister that sent me the request, 30 minutes later, I said, oh, no, oh, just call me again. He said, we have been put to shame. Only your duty to what? Sister, kilo shale, or duty and you won't. What happened? Look, Christians cannot be put to shame because God is God. God is alive. God is on the throne. When the time of somebody comes, God takes him away. Let us never query God anymore. I fell for that sister. Go to Montoshele. A dirty room. Even not because of prayer. God was given to her. Let us set our mind on Christ, whatever happens. When death has come to take away our loved ones, it makes our home so lonely and dry. When we see Jesus in that bright mansion, we understand him by and by. Things we might not know today, yes, as human beings, remember, he's infinite. He understands all things. He knows all things. You reprogram yourself. He knows everything. He knows the hour and the moment. Mama says, I will not leave 1 minute late, 1 minute short, or 1 minute after. When the time comes for God to take me away, bam, that's all. That's all. We are living by grace. Please don't sleep. Pray. I'm going to hand over now to the associate pastor. Church, may God help us. Let's take on these things. May be so cool, great, no shorts. We bring it to the sermon this morning. And let's rejoice in the Lord. And always have confidence that we will have a shelter. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life. He shall no more come to judgment, but has passed from death unto life. What a blessed assurance.
I believe everybody is talking to God. Anytime God speaks to us, he expects us to speak back to him. He that asketh, receiveth; he that seeketh, findeth; to him that knocketh, he shall be opened. While we bring the service to a close, if you yet have a need or desire that you would like to be remembered for, you can lift up your hand as we commit ourselves to God. Only believe all things are possible. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful, O God, for this manner that you have fed us with again this afternoon, so evening, second-handed road. We thank you, God, for every blessing that we receive. Lord, in listening to your word, we thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the faith lifting. We thank you, O God, for the instructions of your word. We are grateful unto you for every correction, every instruction that proceeded forth from your mouth to us. We bless your holy name. Gracious Lord, we are mortals. Without your grace, we amount to nothing. It is only your grace that is keeping us alive. And Lord, our hope is completely set on you. For outside of you, there is no help, O God. You are the only help, Lord, for mankind. You are the only solution to man's problem. You are the only answer to our questions. We thank you. We pray, O God, that your grace has brought us thus far. These things that we have had may make a meaning unto us. Lord, everything that was read is for an intention, is for a purpose. Dear Jesus, your prophet told us that Elisha represents the church, while Elijah represents Christ. And Lord, we could see even Elijah himself trying to even discourage Elisha to test the level of revelation. And he was not satisfied in just ordinary repentance and water baptism. He was not satisfied in being a church member in church. But he wants to go all the way until he will receive something, until the anointing fell on him, until the assurance fell on him, until the grace of God fell upon him. He was not satisfied. He was not distracted. He was focused. And he was just going steady irrespective of oppositions and distractions, he was focused. Lord Jesus, help us to learn how to follow you. Help us to know how to believe you. Help us to know how to follow your word, how to follow the instructions, how to live for you. Help us, Heavenly Father. We just ask, Lord, that these things will not fall on deaf ears, Lord. May they be missed with revelation. Oh God, that when they are missed with revelation, the impact of it will be seen in our life. Grant it, dear Father. We believe, oh God, that you might have fixed somebody somewhere with your spirit today. No doubt you have delivered some people. No doubt, oh God, you have done one thing or the other in the life of your children. Lord Jesus, may you uphold everyone, dear Father. May the enemy not succeed to rob any of the blessings that you have given to us today. Right from the Sunday school through this evening service, your grace has been showering your blessings upon us. May the effort of your spirit not be in vain in the life of any of us. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you for your servant to have used again this afternoon's evening. The virgin that has left him, we pray, O God, that you will replenish him back, recall his strength, lift up the honor of his ministry. Be his strength, O God, at such an age like this is an encouragement to the younger ones. May you continue to strengthen him and give him good and perfect health. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, your people that have raised their hands is for the purpose, not for decoration. Requests are behind them, and you have the all-seeing eye, and you know the thoughts of our hearts. May you minister to the needs of your people. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We thank you for healing the sick and the afflicted. Thank you, O God, for strengthening the weak ones. We thank you, O God, for drawing your children closer unto you. We thank you for every correction, every instruction, every rebuke, every doctrine. What all that you taught us today, we accept it with thanksgiving. May they walk in the life of every one of us. Thank you, dear Father. Every vessel you have used today, Lord, to make the blessings of the services possible, we pray that you will bless each one in return. The effort of your children to gather money, pay transport, come to church, sit down for hours to listen to your word may never be in vain, dear Father. As we go back to our home soon, you brought us safely. May you take each one of us safely. Thank you for bringing your servant from Bagatari. We believe you have used him as a great channel of blessing over there. May you be his strength. And Lord, continue to help him, O God, to guide your people, Lord, in this Christian journey. May his efforts and the efforts of others he brings to help them, may none of them be in vain, dear God. Thank you, gracious Lord. This wonderful week that you have made us to see, Lord, you are the one that knows the end from the beginning. Every portals of the enemy, may you fill them for us, Lord. May you clear the way of every evil, every trap that Satan may want to set here and there, remove every one of them for us, Father. Give us your protection. Give us your blessing. Give us your favor. Give us your guidance. Draw us closer unto yourself. Every heavenly blessing, may they be ours this week, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Give us good and perfect, Lord. The services ahead of us, make them more wonderful, O God. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful unto God for the services and the blessings of the day. I'd like to remind us again about the announcement we made concerning the burial of Brother Samson Oyetunde. Let's have it in mind that whatever the Lord will help us to do towards the saved, we will trust him to help us. God bless you. shall rise. 318 in our envelope. Things are different now.
Thank you.